This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service. Oh, we've located Matt Lund, the interim CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. Wanted to get kind of a New Year's update. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good in a new year, and we wanted to talk about the why from a couple of vantage points. First of all, it is a new year. There's always a lot of interest in fitness as the new year begins, but also because of the risk changes for Douglas County, some changes for the why. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, well, the good news is that Douglas County has moved from the extreme category to the high risk, and obviously we need to evaluate every 2 weeks what is coming out from the governor's office. But as of today, we are actually opening up the Y and going to be providing a few services, not fully open, but we're at least open and going, and members can come back and utilize the pool, utilize our fitness center, our cardio center, and some of our classes.
Obviously, for people, it's been a tough time, whether they are consumers of the Y or for those of you on the staff as well.
Yeah, it has been a rough ride, I think, for everybody. I think everyone's ready to continue moving forward here and try to leave 2020 behind us. We have some very dedicated staff. Unfortunately, we have lost some staff as well. And so we are trying to do the best we can with where we're at right now and hoping that we'll have some positive things moving forward here in 2021.
So talk about, kind of run through the specifics, because as things have shifted around, there are points you could just do things outside. There's been capacity limits. Kind of unroll the whole picture of what you can do right now.
Sure. It is a very limited access. We're allowed 50 people in the building as of right now, and we're trying to see how we can accommodate that and make sure we're sticking by the mandates. We are going to continue to do outside classes. We're going to have some inside classes as well. We have to look at what we allow in our pool for swim lessons, and obviously our rec swimmers coming in for doing family swim and lap lane swimming. It is separate than the child care, which is a good thing, because child care is its own building. Just right now, we're going to make it work with what is mandated, and hopefully here in the next few weeks, we'll be able to open up even more.
And let's talk about the new year part. People get through the holidays, and maybe this year even more so than many, weight gain, and people have been kind of binge eating, and then they look around and wonder why clothing doesn't fit anymore.
Well, traditionally, you're spot on. I think people, they look at the new year's as time to set new goals and time to look at how they can change their life for a positive direction. And obviously 2020 has been different than I think anybody has ever seen. And so the binge eating in that was there. But I think more importantly than just losing weight is getting back in for your social and your emotional health. It's that mental and spiritual piece as well. And then it just adds to the physical. And so people are needing health in so many different ways now, just because of what we've gone through this last year. And so as people are coming in, we want to try to help make sure that they know they're safe, that they know that we're there for them, and obviously helping them out during their journey at their pace.
And for so many people, one of the aspects about the why that it seems like has been crucial is the fact, in normal times in particular, is that there's sort of that unspoken accountability. You know, you're there for a class. If you don't show up, people wonder why you didn't show up. And so you're kind of getting in better shape kind of as a community.
Yeah, you're spot on. Is the YMCA really creates a social aspect, and the people that you meet there, they help hold you accountable. You know, I think even for myself, my wife helps me be accountable. My friends help me be accountable, along with family. And I think that's where the Y comes in, is that we are family. We hold each other accountable. We're there for each other. And that's a big part of what we need to do to help ourselves move forward in a very positive direction.
What are the current hours for the Y?
The hours are going to be Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. At this time right now. And then we're going to be open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. And Sundays we will be closed.
And talk about the kind of the behind the scenes, some of the cleaning protocols and things you're doing to keep the place safe.
Yes, we have sanitation wipes everywhere throughout the building. We have your hand sanitizer. We have custodial going around throughout the day continuing to wipe down. We have our directors walking around continuing to wipe down. During the evenings, we do a deep clean of the facility. So we are making sure, like we always have, the Y has always been a safe, clean place to come to, but we're making sure that we go above and beyond what we've done before, because we know that people want to know they can be safe, and we also want to make sure that they're safe with what is happening right now. But we are, again, going above and beyond what we typically would do.
I know this has been a big hit for the Y financially. Talk about the matching program that's available for people who want to help.
Yes, so we have a very generous donor, and we are very blessed to have many of them. But one donor had stepped up and said that they would donate $50,000 and do a match with it. And so as people donate in, if someone comes in and donates $100, they'll match to $100 up to that $50,000 mark. So, again, we are very blessed to have some of the people supporting us in our community, and we're very blessed to have this matching donation as well.
All right, Matt Lund, interim CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. Matt, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, 8:46, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Sydney Senior Services.